Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think it all comes down to chemistry, how hard they work. I think we're together, okay? I think that's the most important thing, is I think we got, you know, the culture is right in the Pittsburgh campus. I love where we're going.
Good Bets, Bad Bets brought to you by the Pittsburgh Bottle Shop Cafe in Collier Township. Michael Lombardi, former Browns GM, is going to join me in 25 minutes. Radio.com NFL insider, also worked for the Vegas Sports and Information Network. On the Steelers, odds to win the AFC North, is he buying the Browns? Are the Ravens undervalued? Vinny Serrato in a half hour on that. Jeff, who has been known to dabble in Pitt athletics, has stuck around after his update for a round of Good Bets, Bad Bets. And with that, we take a look at the odds to win the ACC. Have you seen these?
I have not.
Pitt is 65-1.
Now this is to win the entire thing.
To win the ACC, yes. To win the Coastal and then go to Charlotte, shock the world, and win the ACC. Now, it's not so much that number, because I think with Clemson and Trevor Lawrence coming back, you could put Pitt at 300-1 to win the ACC. And people might say bad bet because you're not going to beat Clemson. They're looked at as...
they're unstoppable right now.
Right. It's to me more about the teams that have better odds than them. So who are the teams in the ACC in between Clemson and Pitt, the teams the odds makers believe have a better chance of winning the conference? So where do the odds makers have
Florida
them in the
State
conference pecking order? Florida State is three, have the third best odds to win the ACC. This is after they had a catastrophic first year under Willie Taggart. They didn't qualify. Well, actually, wait. Did they play in it? No, that was 2 years ago.
That was 2 years ago.
2 years ago, they played a game, a meaningless game in December that had gotten canceled to keep their bowl eligibility streak going.
That's right.
And last year, they missed a bowl game.
Yeah, last year, they were horrible. Of all years that you would want Florida State, last year was it.
But they bring eight starters back on offense and eight on defense. Yeah. And you figure if they're Florida players and they're more veteran players, they're ripe for a bounce back year.
I'm going to guess odd makers are on with Manny Diaz taking over Miami.
Miami is the best odds in the Coastal. But that really doesn't feel like a coaching overhaul or change, because he just gets promoted, even though he made a pit stop at Temple to piss Zeiss off for like a week. Right? Is that he was their defensive coordinator last year, and now he just slides over one spot to head coach. So it's not like you're... it's not Todd Graham inheriting the Pitt program and going from a pro-style offense to a
very well-respected assistant coach. Like one of those, he was kind of like Narduzzi. He was that defensive coordinator on the rise.
Yeah, and I think if Narduzzi had stayed at Michigan State, you'd think, well, this is not going to be the most difficult transition. I mean, look at Paul Chris going back to Wisconsin. He's done a good job there. Yep. He just fits. So I think Miami will be good. I have no problem with Miami and Florida State being ahead of Pitt.
Is NC State ahead of Pitt?
They are. They have better odds. So no Ryan Finley. No relation to JerMichael. No more Ryan Finley at quarterback. He's into the NFL. You're 2 years removed from putting Chubb, the great pass rusher, into the NFL. That entire defensive line from 2 years ago is gone. Jalen Samuels gone. I mean, they have really stripped it down. They've got all freshmen and sophomores playing. And they were an 8-4 team last year. And they are ranked ahead of Pitt, who brings back Kenny Pickett with a new offensive coordinator. And Pitt has, I think, eight starters back on defense, which is Narduzzi's bread and butter.
That defense is where they're going to win it or lose it.
I think that's bogus.
Really?
That no, I'm talking about NC State. Oh. They're in the wrong division, first of all. They're in Clemson's division.
Yep. So that's X right
yeah.
there.
So I don't think they deserve to have better
Virginia
odds.
Is Virginia ranked ahead of?
They are.
Mm. Bronco's a really good coach.
In his third year, turned around the BYU program. That team was in shambles. No one thought he would ever leave because he's Mormon. And he like worshipped Lavelle Edwards. He was pretty much Chris Hoke. You know, just obsessed with BYU football, but then ended up leaving for the Virginia job. And they were much better than people thought last year. They bring their quarterback back.
Yeah.
So that, you know what? That one does not really bother me. That Virginia, according to oddsmakers, is favored to come here and win the first game of the year. They're a 2-point favorite for that game, Jeff.
First games of the year, you just don't know. There are no scrimmages.
Well, unless it's Clemson against Elon.
Right. But, I mean, when you have two legit teams,
right.
two D1 Power 5 teams facing off in the first game of the year, you're
okay.
not exactly
so
sure
Virginia's
what to
ahead of Pitt. I'm not – that wouldn't offend me as a Pitt fan, even though Pitt went there and won last year.
I guess I would feel like many people feel about Pitt. You've got to prove it to me before I really bank on you.
All right. I'll give you the rest of the teams here.
Virginia Tech.
Hmm. Fuentes, third year, taking over for Beamer.
And they haven't done anything really with him under the helm yet.
Syracuse ahead of him. 10 wins last year, but Dungy's gone, the quarterback. And again, it's a similar situation to NC State. You're in the wrong division. You're in the wrong division. They get Clemson at home. If they win that game, I guess all bets are off, but they've got to go to Florida State. So even then, like, I'm...
Well, you got to feel better about the talent they're bringing up there.
Here's the thing about Syracuse. I'm not just saying this because I went there. About betting them or them having better odds than, say, Pitt. If Syracuse beats Clemson at home, and they beat them there 2 years ago, and they almost beat them at Clemson last year... In the games at the Dome this year, you know it'll be sold out. Like, if they win that game, now all of a sudden they are. So at least you could feel like if you bet them that they would have, like, they would have destiny in their own hands,
right,
so to speak.
Right.
And the game against Clemson would be on their turf and not at a neutral site in Charlotte, which would really be, what, 60,000 Clemson fans.
And they have
fans.
Guys on that team that have won that game before.
All right, the other two I don't get here. Georgia Tech has better odds than Pitt.
With a new coach, new system.
You're going from a triple option to a regular offense.
Yeah, don't buy that.
They're going to go like 3-9 this year.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Boston College ahead of Pitt.
Yeah, I think they've made some improvements, but...
They're a perennial 7-5 team, which is a lot like Pitt, but if I'm going to pick a 7-5 team, I'm going to pick the one that's in the Coastal over the one that's in the Atlantic.
I'm with you there. And Pitt has, hey, there are questions. You know, Mark Whipple... It's coming in, and everybody's excited about that, but you lose 4 senior offensive linemen, 2 stud senior running backs.
Yep.
I think those are big losses for this offense.
All right, how about in the Big Ten, Penn State 10-1 to win the conference, behind only your alma mater, Ohio State and Michigan?
Well, I saw they were picked 4th in their own side of the Big Ten. Michigan State was picked above them.
Right. The odds makers like Penn State more. Maybe that has something to do with the fact that they think Penn State's more of a public team that they'll get more action than Michigan State, but either way.
And maybe, and they've got quarterback issues there, so until they solve that.
7 career passing attempts for Clifford.
Yeah.
He's the guy.
I've got to see him play before I'll put anything on Penn State winning anything. Not that they won't get by the easy games, but when they play those tough games, what's Clifford going to do? No one knows. It's the same thing with Ohio State. They've got a very highly rated quarterback, but a new coach.
I'm going to make this bold statement. I think it was easier for Penn State to replace Saquon Barkley than it will be for them to replace McSorley.
I agree with that. Like, last year they replaced Barkley fairly well.
Right. Like, Pitt replaced Shady McCoy with Deion Lewis. You can find running backs. Just like the NFL, you can find running backs. Quarterback's a different story. He's one of the most accomplished quarterbacks in school history if you go by wins.
And you could argue that if some guys caught some passes, they could have done even better.
Well, and the guy that was supposed to replace him went down to Mississippi State with Moorhead. So that he was the next guy. And I got to be honest. Last year with Franklin, the play call at the end of the Ohio State game, which was just a complete disaster,
Oh, and that's your version of it. I actually kind of liked it.
And then you get, and then Michigan State, which was in a down year, comes in there and beats you in Happy Valley. So I think the over under last I checked on Penn State is 8.5 wins. I would bet that under. They'll beat Pitt.
Is this a big year for Franklin, or has he established himself?
No, I think he's fine there. Like, if he went 5-7, I think people would come out of the woodwork. And if that happened and people freaked out, I think he'd be like, all right, if this is how you're going to treat me here, I'll just eventually leave for another job.
And probably get it.
Right. Kind of like Holgorsen, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like, you guys are really fed up with what I'm giving you? You don't think this is good enough? Fine, I'll leave for an American job.
Neil Brown,
Houston,
might be a great coach and a great guy, but I miss selfishly as a media guy Dana Holgorsen.
So which one do you think is a better bet? Pitt 65-1 or Penn State 10-1? Where's the value?
Well, I mean, I don't know if anybody could beat Clemson, but I just don't see Penn State. I guess I would say Penn State because Michigan hasn't put it together yet under Harbaugh. Ohio State has a new coach, and who knows what the Big Ten West is. So, yeah,
bad.
I would say Penn State.
Thank you, Jeff. You filled Malzi's shoes. I don't know if you filled his cap size. That's tough, right, Jermichael? What is he, a size 8 fitted cap? Yeah. Yeah, shut up, Malzi. Nope. Michael Lombardi used to run the Browns and scouted and worked with Bill Belichick. Radio.com NFL insider, now also looking at things from our perspective, betting on football with the Vegas Sports and Information Network. He's going to join me in 10 minutes. Vinny Serrato, former GM, now works in Baltimore on the AFC North. The Ravens, the Steelers, the Browns, the Bengals. He's going to join me at 4:45. You can text me on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. It's the PM team on the Fan. One week away from the Steelers reporting to training camp. That's it. And so we're getting closer to football. We're joined right now by Radio.com NFL insider Michael Lombardi, former Browns GM, just to name one of the jobs he's had in pro football over the last 30-plus years. Now Radio.com. Also, I saw him on VSiN this week, doing a great job there. Michael, so I'll start you with a number that you're familiar with. Steelers over-under win total in 2019, 9 wins. Do you like the over or under?
I like the over. Look, I'm a huge Steelers fan. I mean, call me a Three Rivers fan. I mean, I think that the best thing the Steelers have done, when you look at the history of the Steelers, you know, they realized that it was all about culture. And they've had, through periods, they've kept 3 coaches, Chuck Knoll, Bill Cowher, Mike Tomlin, because the ownership understands culture and they understand how to build it. And as the culture got away, they made some tough decisions that they had to make because it was getting in the wrong way. And I think now they have their culture back. I think they finally have their team back. And I don't think there's a better motivator in life than to prove people wrong. And as the Browns take all the love, as the Browns become the favorite team, I think the Steelers sit there and say, you know, guys, we've won 57 games the last 5 years. We're only second to the Patriots, 74. We're really a good team. Devin Bush, Mark Barron, other elements that they add to the team, I think they're going to be really good.
Browns over-under is the same number, 9. Do you like that over or under?
I call the Browns the Virgil Salazzo of the NFL. And I think that the reason they're Virgil Salazzo is because they've now become the hunted one. You know, you can, when you get ready to play the Browns in the last 2 years, you had to pump up your players to say, we're playing the Browns. They're good. They're not that bad, guys. Come on. You know, they were 1-15 2 years ago. You got to try to get them. Now everybody knows they're good, and you got to play it. And your players are ready to play them. They're going to get everybody's A game. They are going to get everybody's A game. And I think that A game is going to wear on them. And I think I always break teams down by minutes on the clock. And I think the Browns will be a good 55-minute team. I think there's going to be some games they lose in the last 5 minutes of the game because you've got to go from good to great. You just don't go from bad to great all of a sudden.
Talking to Michael Lombardi, Radio.com NFL insider, former GM in the National Football League. I'll give you a couple numbers to back up what you're saying there, Michael. Baker Mayfield's numbers against teams with a winning record last year, 10 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Ben Roethlisberger, same stat, teams with a winning record, 13 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. So against the better competition, Ben was a superior quarterback. Is this the year the Patriots relinquish the AFC East, a minus 500 favorite to win the AFC East Not good value there, but is that the right bet, Mike?
Well, look, the last 5 years they've won 74 games. I mean, the closest team to them is Pittsburgh at 57. As Uncle Junior said in The Sopranos, they've lapped the field. They're so far ahead of the race, everybody thinks they're winning. You know, it's so they've done an incredible job there. And, you know, I don't know if you can say this is the year that they're going to get beat because they're too good at what they do and they make such adjustments. They use the month of September to handle the problems with their team and they to solve them and they go forward. And look, Tom Brady's still Tom Brady. And they've got Julian Edelman and they've got a lot of good skill players. I think Keneal Harry's going to be a real huge addition for them. I think he'll make a lot of plays in that offensive line. Even though they lost Trent Brown, I still think they're going to be very effective.
Better chance Le'Veon Bell helps the Jets or better chance Antonio Brown helps the Raiders?
Man, Antonio Brown scored 15 touchdowns last year for the Steelers. Do you realize the Tennessee Titans and Matt LaFleur calling plays only scored 16 the whole year?
Wow.
So I think, you know, I mean, that's really kind of remarkable. But I'm not sure how good the Jets will be. I think the Jets' problem have nothing to do with Le'Veon or Sam Darnold. I think a lot of it has to do with their offensive line. And when you have a bad lines don't travel very well. And I think they're a bad offensive line. Mike McKagan, the former general manager, never drafted an offensive lineman in his first 4 years in the first four rounds. I mean, think about that. Team building 101 teaches you to draft an offensive lineman early in that situation.
Michael, give me an AFC sleeper going into this year.
I like Denver. I really like Denver. I think Denver's really good on defense. I think Vic Fangio's a tough, crusty. I think they'll have a personality of their defensive coach. I think they're going to be hard to beat. I think they'll avoid losing before you can win, and I think that's the hardest thing to do in sports. People think it's all about we got to get open, we got to throw the ball. I think they're going to play a game that allows them to avoid losing, and I think they'll win. I think last year they were 6-10, and a lot of those 10 losses, you wondered what Vance Joseph was doing. I think those mistakes will get corrected.
Of teams that people are high on this year, Kansas City, the Chargers, the Colts, is there a team from that group that you think might be overvalued or people are too high on?
I'm not sure about the Chiefs defense. I mean, I still think there's a problem. Steve Spagnuolo is a really good coach, although they make a lot of mistakes when he coaches. There'll be a lot of blown coverages. Are they going to be good enough to play a man-to-man game? I don't know that. And I think offensively, if Tyreek Hill gets suspended, if the commissioner ever decides to make a decision, which I'm not sure he's ever going to make one, you know, I know Tyreek Hill said that he was innocent in Oklahoma State, but he still got thrown out of school. And, you know, I think there has to be a decision rendered here. And if they lose him for an extended period of time, even with the great Patrick Mahomes, I think in that division, playing against some really good teams, it's going to be problematic.
Michael Lombardi, Radio.com, NFL Insider, former GM of the Browns. Michael, let me ask you about Joe Hayden before I let you go. Going into the last year of his contract, 30 years old, we've seen the money corners have gotten this offseason. Xavien Howard, close to $40 million guaranteed. Kareem Jackson in Denver making $11 million a year, $23 million guaranteed. If you're the Steelers, what kind of money do you give this guy? Do you let him play out his final year and walk, Michael, or do you come with a pretty big contract?
I think, you know, the one thing the Steelers, the Patriots have proven is they're not afraid to let guys play it out and see where it goes. I'm going to play it out. I love Joe. Joe's a competitor. He's long-armed. I think he's got to prove he's in great shape. He can still run. And when they get into man-to-man situations, I think the speed of the Steelers' defense is going to be vastly improved. And when they get into that, he's got to be able to play and shut down receivers, and I think he's got to show it to you.
Better numbers this year, last one. Ben Roethlisberger or Baker Mayfield?
Ben Roethlisberger.
There you go. Michael Lombardi, Radio.com NFL Insider out in Vegas with Veasan. Mike, thanks so much. See ya.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
You bet. Michael Lombardi. Rapid fire there. I don't know. Did you have some small talk to Michael about him scouting you when you were at Texas? No? Okay. Fair enough. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan. Driven by... follow us on Twitter. Driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. Vinny Serrato, from one GM to another, used to run the Washington Redskins, was a scout for the 49ers during their halcyon 1980s dynastic years under Bill Walsh. Vinny Serrato going to join us to look at the AFC North some more. He's in Baltimore. Are the Ravens underrated? Over under in Vegas and here at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. 9 wins for the Steelers. 9 wins for the Browns. Where are the Ravens, the team that won the AFC North in 2018? We'll talk to a former GM about that next. I'm Andrew Filippone. Chris Mueller is off. It's the PM team on 93.7 The Fan. In 15 minutes, should the Pirates trade closer Felipe Vasquez? But right now, back to the hotline, Vinny Serrato, former Washington Redskins GM, host at The Fan in Baltimore, joining us. The Ravens rookies have reported to training camp. One of them is Antonio Brown's cousin, the wide receiver Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown from Oklahoma. Vinny, the over-under in Las Vegas or here in Pittsburgh at the Rivers Casino where you can actually bet on sports is 8.5 win total for the year for Baltimore. You like the over or under there?
It all depends on how Lamar Jackson does. You know, consistent Lamar Jackson, I like the over. Otherwise, I like around 8-8. But I can see that they have a lot of holes. I mean, they got holes at wide receiver. They got holes at left guard. They have huge holes at pass rusher. You know, so there's definitely some holes and definitely some strengths. I mean, their secondary is a very good strength, and their tight ends are a good strength. And the kicking game is very good, unlike yours.
With Chris Boswell, who's making a ton of money.
Last year's Boswell.
Yes. Odds to win the AFC North, Cleveland favored right now, Pittsburgh second, Baltimore third. Is that how you see it?
Well, on paper, I could see that. I mean, because we did it on my show today. I mean, if you look at it, I mean, skill-wise, Cleveland's got the best group on paper. Pass rushers, Cleveland's got the best group on paper. So, I mean, they've got some talent, and I like their quarterback, you know. So, on paper, but they only won 7 last year. The early part of the season is going to be big for them because they're going to be on national TV a lot. They're going to be, you know, training camp. There's going to be a ton of national media going through there. They're going to get a ton of accolades going in. Can they handle it? Can a first-year coach who's never been a head coach and barely been a coordinator, can he handle all those personalities? And how are they going to handle adversity when they have it? Everybody does. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting. But when you look at their schedule, you think they should win it.
Vinny Serrato, former Washington GM, The Fan in Baltimore, joining us on 93.7 The Fan. Vinny, which quarterback would you rather have for 2019, Baker Mayfield or Ben Roethlisberger?
For 2019?
Yep.
I may take Baker.
Tell me why.
We did it on my show today. We picked Baker over Lamar. You know, just I love his attitude, just like Ben's. He's got better mobility and stuff than Ben does, and I like his competitiveness. He's younger. I think he'll be able to take more hits. I think just probably because of age and personality, demeanor. And you look at how he played last year. I think he's one that with 2 minutes on the clock, he's like a young Ben Roethlisberger.
As a former scout and GM, do you buy the Steelers' addition by subtraction offseason where they stripped the team of offensive talent to make sure they had better chemistry? You buy that as a talent evaluator?
Chemistry is big. I mean, your locker room is big. I mean, you saw it tear it apart last year. So is it addition by subtraction? I think they had to do it. I think they had to do it. So I would say yes. By subtraction, less talented? Absolutely. Can those guys step up? We're going to find out.
Vinny, you had one game to win. You're going into the Super Bowl, and you've got 2 weeks to get ready, and you're also thinking about the way the guy is going to manage the biggest game. Would you rather have John Harbaugh or Mike Tomlin as your coach?
I'm going to take Harbs. And just because I know him better, I don't really know Mike Tomlin, but I know that John crosses every T, dots every I, will be thoroughly prepared, and we've seen it. I mean, he's got an outstanding record in the playoffs. Last year was the first time he's lost the first playoff game, and you know, the first round playoff game. So I take Harbs.
Vinny Serrato joining us, former Washington GM, Niners scout here on 93.7 The Fan with The Fan, our sister station in Baltimore. Joe Hayden going into a contract year. We've seen corners get big money Kareem Jackson in Denver, much bigger money for an extension. Xavier Howard in Miami. The Steelers signed Steven Nelson, who had one decent year in Kansas City, to a contract that's going to pay him $8.5 million a year. So, Vinny, as a former GM, what would you do with Joe Hayden? Would you let him play it out, or would you make him one of the highest paid corners in the league at age 30?
I'd let him play it out. I mean, age 30, to give him a five-year deal, how many good years are you going to get out of it? And he's not a burner anyhow. So, you know, he's getting by on smarts and stuff right now. So, no, I wouldn't. You know, I would not. You know, and I'm sure the way people are into analytics now, just like with baseball, mm-hmm. nobody over 30 gets a big deal anymore. So I would not pay Hayden.
Yeah, the Steelers made that mistake with Ike Taylor, and they were paying him big money. And at the end of the career, he was more of a liability than anything else. When you look at James Conner, what do you see? Is he a number one running back?
He was with Antonio Brown and Juju Schuster, you know. So will he be now when they're counting on him? Can he do it for 16 games? I better have a good number two. Yeah. I better have another guy, you know, who's with him, would be my opinion. I'm not going to go into it with just him.
You buy Flacco having a bounce back year in Denver?
He's been successful in that offense. And here's what Joe needs. Joe needs a good offensive line, and Munchak's a great coach. You know that. He needs a tight end. They drafted one found. He needs a deep receiver. He's got Sanders. And he needs a Pro Bowl running back, which they have Lindsey. So he's got all the pieces to do it. But if he starts to get hit, he'll get rattled. And then he'll be back to 84.3 quarterback rating. But when Kubiak was his coordinator, I think he had like a 90, 91 quarterback rating. And if he can do that, I think, you know, he'll have a bounce back here. And play action pass is going to be good. Is going to be big for them. They've got, because when he was here in 14, when he had his good year in that offense, they had a Pro Bowl running back, and they had good tight end play. So if he can get that, he'll be good. And I told Mike Kliss when we had him on, I said, Mike, you're going to love Joe after OTA's mini camp and the beginning of training camp because he looks spectacular. He throws the ball great. Mm-hmm. I said, then when the game starts, if he starts to get hit, then he's going to have problems because then he starts looking to receivers. He quits reading coverage. He tries to get the ball out real quick. He starts throwing picks.
Mike Kliss, longtime Broncos reporter in Denver. We're talking to Vinny Serrato, former NFL GM, now with the Fan in Baltimore. Vinny, do you look at the Bengals as the new Browns, a team you can count on for two wins a year against, or do you think they'll be better than advertised this year?
I was counting them as the Browns.
Yep.
You know, they're getting older. Their offensive line's not good. I just see them having a hard time winning games.
You see the Patriots as a team that's finally ready to take a step back this year?
Only if Brady does. You know, and what they've got to do is they've got to get more competition in the division. Yeah. It reminded me like when I was the personnel director with the Niners. You know, we were in the West. We were in the West. And we played Atlanta, who was terrible. New Orleans wasn't great. So we didn't have any tough games in the college. The only team we had to beat was Dallas.
Yeah.
So it makes it a lot easier that way.
No doubt. Last one for you. I'm going to give you three teams. You pick me. You tell me of these three teams with high expectations, which one you think will probably take a step back. The Colts, the Chargers, the Chiefs.
Is Tyreek Hill in or out?
What do you think?
I don't know.
Yeah, me neither.
You know, he may miss four games. I don't know. I wish you were going to say the Rams, because I would have said the Rams. I think the Rams take a step back. Chargers, I think the Chargers are going to be good. I think the Colts are going to be good. I like the Colts. I love Andrew Luck. And they've got more weapons, and they got a better defense. Who was the other one? Kansas City. Yeah, I love Mahomes. I mean, you know, they've got good quarterbacks. And they've improved their – I don't know if any of those teams will take a step back, but I do think the Rams will.
So you're kind of lukewarm on Lamar Jackson then. You think it could go either way with him this year, huh?
It's about consistency throwing the football. We know he can run. Do you know that he ran the ball 150 times last year and threw it 170? That's
crazy.
Can't happen this year. And his fundamentals, watching minicamp, I was out there every day, his fundamentals are better. But he still has the inconsistencies. If he can be consistent passer from the pocket, because people are going to make him show that he can. And if he can, then I think the Ravens can win 10 games. If he can't, then, you know, I think they're looking at like eight. Because, and then on the defensive side, they have no pass rush, you know, and the secondary is good, but how long can they hold up? You know, I mean, if Ben stands back there forever, eventually somebody's going to get open. I don't care who's covering, other than if it was Deion.
Vinny Serrato from The Fan in Baltimore, former NFL GM. Thanks so much, Vinny. Have a great day.
You got it. Thanks. Bye.
See ya. That was good. Fan weather's brought to you by Sun Chevy and McMurray. Join Sun Chevy for their all-star open house all month long. Open the door to a new Sun Chevy. High of 87, low of 74. Should the Pirates trade Felipe Vasquez? Plus, what a Steelers team leader is saying about Mike Tomlin and Bill Belichick. Comparing those two. That's all coming up next hour on 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.